Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, it's getting to the pointy end of the year for many of our young people when they may be coming to the end of their school lives and they have to think about the future. So it's timely to have a chat to Lisa Kerr, the project coordinator of Goulburn Murray Local Learning and Employment Network, usually referred to as the Goulburn Murray LEN. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Terry. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you very much for your time. Now, there are many LENs around Victoria. Can you explain what the sort of the mission of a LEN is?
Yeah, sure. So ideally, we function in with the local secondary schools, and the idea is that we support the teachers and the students with career pathways and local job opportunities. So we have, you know, structured workplace learning programs that employers obviously help us out with finding placement for students. And we, you know, we always have a number of projects on the go which do revolve around, yeah, supporting career opportunities and job placement to see what they might want to do with their careers.
So that structured workplace learning, is that what we used to call work experience?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so it seems a little bit more, I don't know, in my day you just kind of rang up anyone and tried to get them to host you for a week, and it sometimes the outcomes were, you know, not very illuminating. Seems like what you're doing is much more structured and is really helping people make choices.
Yeah, definitely. The idea is, I guess, that, you know, we kind of set up that framework and do, you know, working with the employers to get them on board and provide a bit of a pathway there so the students can come directly to us. We've got a portal on our website where the students can see, you know, employers that are looking for students for placement. So I think it helps them really bridge that gap so they're not necessarily having to go direct to employers, as it can be a bit daunting.
And you've got this terrific virtual project where our student or young people can experience parts of jobs without actually in a safe environment without actually having to go on site. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it's probably come at a really good time, I think, this project, with what we've seen in the last 20 months with all things COVID. But yeah, so basically there was some original groundwork that was done to research industries in our region that were experiencing staff shortages, which has probably only been exacerbated by COVID. What came out of that was there was six main or key industries and four job roles within each of those industries that were facing, you know, staff shortages. So what we've been able to do is work in with employers and, you know, capture staff interviews and footage so that the students will be able to experience like a real life, you know, virtual reality experience of what they, you know, could expect if they were going to go into one of those industries.
So might it mean something like if they were interested in transport and logistics, for example, might it mean, you know, the experience of kind of driving a truck?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that is actually, that's one of the occupations, is actually a truck driver. We had a wonderful female truck driver from Leah Carter's who was interviewed for that. So she features in that. And yeah, you're exactly right. They're able to you know, navigate in this platform and be able to hear what she's got to say about the job role. And there's other information that sits in there as well under each occupation. So basically they can have a look at what the salary might look like, some education pathways if that's applicable, so what qualifications that could be considered to help. And there's also some key employers in the area, some fun facts. As I said, a 360 kind of virtual experience. So when the kids have got the VR goggles on, they can actually kind of navigate around and see what it's like to be, you know, a real truck driver.
But the really great thing about that, and I know you've done a bit of work on understanding today's students, the really good thing about that is that that is their world, isn't it? Their world is so much online, and to be able to teach them in a way that actually works for them makes so much sense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the moment, that's kind of the way the world's going a little bit in terms of having to kind of, you know, pivot and showcase things in a different way to what we've done in the past, whereas, you know, careers nights and those type of things ultimately have always been face-to-face. So I think this is a really good opportunity you know, to have something like this. It can be accessed once it's all up and going. It'll be accessed on the GMLEN website, but also we can hire out the goggles to the schools when we're able to, and they can do that in class. So it's just a really good way for them to be able to, well, you know, to showcase some of these industries and occupations without them, you know, having to do anything face-to-face, so they can think about what they might want to do, you know, in the coming years.
For years in our region here, we've been talking about better equipping our education towards our industries that are looking to employ people. Do you think that, you know, we are getting better at doing that, matching up that education with those jobs that are available?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. And I think, you know, it's our hope that it will only, you know, be better as time goes on as well. And, you know, I know certainly all of the employers that we had involved in this project were really happy to be involved. They could really see the value in the project. And, you know, obviously they're all time poor at the moment, and they've got staff shortages. So, you know, we're a little bit like, oh, are they going to let us in to do the filming and to do the interviewing and all of that? But, you know, we were really pleasantly surprised that the employers were super keen, because ultimately it helps them as well, because this could potentially be, you know, their workforce over the next few years. It's been a really pleasant experience.
What advice would you give to a school leaver, whether they're leaving in year 10, year 11 even, year 12? What advice would you give to them to sort of equip them for the next steps?
Yeah, probably just really do your research and be prepared. So one of the biggest things that we're seeing across a number of our projects that we're doing currently is that, you know, having something like your CV or your resume kind of ready to go, and not just a template, you know, CV or resume. So if you're wanting to get work experience or you're looking at applying for a job, really make sure that you do your research into what the company is and what they do, and not just having, you know, a one-size-fits-all kind of CV, really tailoring that and, you know, making calls and doing your kind of, you know, those networking type things and getting an understanding of what it's all about before you, you know, you apply for something, I think is a really important step.
And in terms of where to pitch themselves, where are the jobs? I mean, the health sector is the biggest employer in this region, isn't it?
Yeah, so the key industries, as I mentioned before, health was one of them, community services, transport and logistics, construction as well, like construction and trades is just, as you know, huge at the moment. There's so much happening in Shepparton. Agriculture is another one, and manufacturing as well. And we've also got, there's an emerging technology section which will be in this platform. So, you know, the idea is that we hope to be able to add to this platform in time as well, to keep it current. So although we've got all of these occupations in there, there's obviously going to be things and companies that come into our area which are going to generate the need for more staff. So, yeah, the idea is that we'll continue to add to this so that students can see, you know, current opportunities in the region.
You've got quite a lot of resources that young people can access on your website. Do you want to give your website a bit of a plug there, Lisa?
Yeah, sure thing. Feel free to jump over to the website. So it's www.gmlen, so gmllen.com.au, and you'll find a range of different resources there. As I said, the structured workplace learning is there, so you can see employers that might be looking to put on staff. There's a variety of different employer interviews and things like that on there. So feel free to jump over and have a bit of a look.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Lisa. Lisa Kerr is the project coordinator for Golden Murray Local Learning and Employment Network, otherwise known as the Golden Murray LEN. Thanks again, Lisa.
Great. Thanks for having me, Terry.
Do you run a business here in the Golden Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
Welcome to Intersport Shepparton. Yes, you really are welcome to the GB's home of all the biggest brands in sporting gear and the latest apparel, found all in one great, bright and brand new location in Fraser Street, right next door to Bras and Things. We're different at Intersport. Why? Because we care. We are proudly locally owned and operated. So come and say g'day to Nipper Harvey and the friendly staff for a unique shopping experience that you'll only get in one place. Intersport Shepparton, the heart of sport.
Station sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
Buying a bed can be overwhelming. With so much choice, how do you know if you've found the right one? Bedmatch at 40 Winks takes the confusion out of buying a bed. Our exclusive system calculates your support needs using leading-edge technology. Our sleep specialists can then recommend the best sleep solution for you from our range of leading brand mattresses.
Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Station sponsor.
Our Goulburn Valley is currently experiencing one of the worst mice plagues in recent history. And with the cold months upon us, these mice and rats are heading for the warmth of our houses, sheds and cars. They want to chew everything from food to electrical wires, not to mention the smell and disease they can bring with them. So now is the time to be proactive and call Jason's Pest Control. We have tamper-proof bait stations that use special baits which kill mice and rats but will not harm your pets. So stop mice dead. Call Jason's Pest Control. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.